If you have a DWI on your record, before you go to Canada, should you talk to a lawyer?
Absolutely.
Why?
Well, if you have a drunk driving conviction of any type in the U.S. or abroad, and you try to go to Canada, you risk being turned away at the border, meaning the Canadian immigration will not allow you to come into their country.
Now, governments being governments, is it two strikes if you have the conviction and you get turned down?
It definitely makes the issue more complicated, and it will make it that much more harder when you try to come in again.
We say DWI casually, but there are various gradations based on how drunk you were and whether it's the first time. Do the Canadians care?
No. From a Canadian perspective, any type of drunk driving offense is grounds to deny you entry into Canada, whether that's a DWI, DUI, or a DWAI in New York, which is the most minor drunk driving offense.
If it happened so long ago that it was legal to be drinking at 18 or 19 as opposed to 21, does that make a difference?
If it was legal at the time, then you probably wouldn't have a criminal record. So, no, I think you would be okay getting into Canada.
Okay, you have a situation where you know that you have a DWI that you never told your spouse and your kids about. And the boss calls you in and says, we want you to take over all of these accounts in Niagara region. Do you tell the boss or do you tiptoe to a lawyer and say, can you clear this up?
I'd say your best bet is definitely see a lawyer first. I know one option you might have is to apply for a temporary resident permit, which you can apply at the border. So especially if you have an urgent need to get into Canada, whether that be for business or family reasons.
You say, well, it was when I was growing up in Alabama. They'll never know.
Well, the Canadian and U.S. governments, they have access to all sorts of records. So there's a good chance that your criminal offense will appear in the computer when you cross the border. So it's something that you really don't want to risk, especially if you have an urgent need to get into Canada.
Okay, you say to yourself, oh, it was when I was young and stupid and I finished college, eventually got married, had kids, joined the country club, and all of this. Does that make any difference when you talk to Canadian Border Services Agency?
They really don't care about the circumstances of the charge. You know, if it shows up in their system and it was recent enough to cause an issue, they'll still turn you away.
In this post-9/11 age, all kinds of stuff is popping up in the computer. How far back do they go?
It's very hard to tell. I would say that if you have any conviction within the last 20 years or so, there's a good chance it's going to pop up even further back.
What are your chances of the Canadians letting you in if you have more than one?
Even less of a chance. Generally, if you only have one criminal conviction, especially if that's a drunk driving conviction, and it's been over 10 years since you completed your sentence, you're okay to come in. But if you have two, and it's been even longer, say 20 years, you still need to get advance permission to come in.
How long does all of this take?
Processing time, unfortunately, is not quick in Canada. If you want to apply for the TRP, it can take 6 to 8 months unless you apply directly at the border. The rehab application could take over a year. So obviously that's not quick either.
Today here on You and the Law, Kelly Carr has been here, and we've been talking about the problems of going into Canada if you have a drunk driving record. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.